Sunday, March 24th, Liturgy of the Hours, Midday Prayer. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In the Midday Hymn. O sacred head surrounded by crown of piercing thorn, O bleeding head so wound, reviled and put to scorn. Our sins have marred the glory of thy most holy face, yet angel hosts adore thee and tremble as they gaze. The Lord of every nation was hung upon a tree, his death was our salvation, our sins his agony. O Jesus, by thy passion, thy life in us increase, the death of us did fashion our pardon and our peace. And now the psalmody, beginning with the midday antiphon. I know my own sheep, and my own know me, as the Father knows me, and as I know the Father, and I lay down my life for my sheep. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. Fresh and green are the pastures where he gives me repose. Near restful waters he leads me to revive my drooping spirit. He guides me along the right path. He is true to his name. If I should walk in the valley of darkness, no evil would I fear. You are there with your crook and your staff. With these you give me comfort. You have prepared a banquet for me in the sight of my foes. My head you have anointed with oil, my cup is overflowing. Surely goodness and kindness shall follow me all the days of my life. In the Lord's own house shall I dwell forever and ever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, shepherd of your church, you give us new birth in the waters of baptism. Anoint us with saving oil and call us to salvation at your table. Dispel the terrors of death and the darkness of error. Lead your people along safe paths that they may rest securely in you and live forever in your Father's house. Psalm 76. God is made known in Judah and Israel. His name is great. He set up his tent in Jerusalem, his dwelling place in Zion. It was there he broke the flashing arrows, the shield, the sword, the armor. You, O Lord, are resplendent, more majestic than the everlasting mountains. The warriors, the spoiled, slept in death. The hands of the soldiers were powerless. At your threat, O God of Jacob, horse and rider lay stunned. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Continuation of Psalm 76. You alone strike terror. Who shall stand when your anger is roused? You uttered your sentence from the heavens. The earth in terror was still. When God arose to judge, to save the humble of the earth, men's anger will serve to praise you. Its survivors surround you in joy. Make vows to your God and fulfill them. Let all pay tribute to him who strikes terror, who cuts short the life of princes, who strikes terror in the kings of the earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer. Your power is awesome, Father, and wonderful is your holiness. In your presence the earth both trembles and stands still, for you shattered death's power by the cross. Rise to help your people. Give your light and grant salvation to the meek of the earth, that they may praise your name in heaven. And repeating the midday antiphon. I know my own sheep, and my own know me, as the Father knows me, and as I know the Father, and I lay down my life for my sheep. And a reading is from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 13 through 14. Rejoice in the measure that you share Christ's sufferings. When his glory is revealed, you will rejoice exultantly. Happy are you when you are insulted for the sake of Christ, for then God's Spirit in his glory has come to rest on you. And responsory, ours were the sufferings he bore, ours the weight of guilt he endured. And our concluding prayer, let's pray. Almighty ever living God, you have given the human race Jesus Christ our Savior as a model of humility. He fulfilled your will by becoming man and giving his life on the cross. Help us to bear witness to you by following his example of suffering, and make us worthy to share his resurrection. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit. One God forever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.